You're listening to SBS News.
This is the moment Western Australian Police Deputy Commissioner Cole Blanch announced Cleo Smith had been found after going missing more than 2 weeks ago.
Cleo is alive and well. A police team broke their way into a locked house in Carnarvon at about 1 a.m. They found little Cleo in one of those rooms. One of the officers picked her up into his arms and asked her, "What's your name?" She said, "My name is Cleo."
The four-year-old and her sleeping bag disappeared from a campsite she was staying at with her family at the Blowholes, around 80 kilometres north of Carnarvon on WA's northwest coast. Police had suspected she was abducted by an opportunistic offender. Her rescue came after a widespread search across the state, with police saying a tip-off led them to the house where she was found.
"This is the outcome we all hoped and prayed for. It's the outcome we've achieved because of some incredible police work, and I want to thank Cleo's parents, the Western Australian community, and all of the volunteers. And of course, I want to thank my colleagues in the Western Australian Police Force."
A 36-year-old man from Carnarvon is in custody and being questioned in relation to the suspected abduction. Police say he has no connection to the four-year-old's family and wasn't at the house where she was discovered. WA Premier Mark McGowan says he learnt of Cleo's discovery when he woke up to find a message on his phone from the police commissioner.
"He sent me a photo of little Cleo in a hospital bed sitting there smiling, so it was a wonderful piece of news. So, look, I don't know what to expect in these things. You never know what to expect. You hope for the best, but, you know, you prepare for the worst."
Ellie Smith posted a photo of her daughter on Instagram not long after news of her rescue broke, accompanied by a caption reading, "Our family is whole again." Mark McGowan says he's pleased Cleo's finally been reunited with her parents.
"They've been through a lot over the last 18 days, terrible trauma, some vicious attacks, and some no doubt very, very trying and sad times. So to them, I know all of our thoughts go to them."
Prime Minister Scott Morrison described Cleo's discovery on social media as wonderful, relieving news, while opposition leader Anthony Albanese praised the work of everyone involved in the search.
"I think the whole of Australia will be waking up today with a sense of joy, because the idea that your child goes missing for 18 days would have been just such a traumatic experience for this family."
Investigators spoke to more than 110 people who were at the campsite when Cleo went missing, sifted through more than 1,000 calls to Crime Stoppers, and trawled through vast amounts of materials for forensic clues. They'd also been searching for the driver of a car seen leaving the campsite in the middle of the night before it was discovered the four-year-old was missing. Mark McGowan says he's proud of the painstaking effort put in by investigators, volunteers and the local community to find Cleo.
"It's an amazing piece of police work, amazing piece of detective work. I think this will be looked at by police forces around the nation and indeed around the world as to what can be done if you have the right people and the right way of looking at it, and you do it methodically with determination, which is exactly what has occurred here."
Amy Hall, SBS News.